Right, by looking at the clock on the wall, it's 4 o'clock, so we'll call this edition of our Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Roll call vote, please.
McGill.
Here.
Brecky.
Here.
Neubauer.
Here.
Scarlett, absent. Youngberg, absent.
Okay, thank you. In front of you, you've got the agenda for this afternoon's meeting. Do I hear any changes to the agenda? If not, it'll stand as submitted. Minutes from the previous meeting are in front of you. Do I hear any changes with that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Also in front of you, you have the finding of facts from the previous meeting. Do I hear any changes, corrections, adjustments to that?
Motion to approve the findings of fact as written.
Motion out of Neubauer.
Second.
Second out of Brecky. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, in front of us tonight, public comments. The way we generally run this meeting, if there are any comments on any of the activity the Board of Adjustment has done, with the exception of the request that's on the docket this afternoon, we'll entertain them at this time. After that, we'll move into our proposed CUP request. Normally what we do is we have the staff give their presentation. We listen to it, ask for any comments from the outside or any questions that we may have. Then we'll close the meeting and deliberate. I will say tonight, Board, just FYI, there are three of us here. We have to have a full majority to pass anything this afternoon. So on that note, also just another issue. If you're going to make comments, please address, give us your name and your address for the record when you and do it from the podium over here. This CUP in front of us has had a tendency to be a little bit controversial, so let's keep our comments to about 10 minutes when we ask for them. So, moving forward, any comments on anything else besides the CUP in front of us tonight? Okay, moving ahead, staff report, or let's start out with the staff, CUP 03-19.
I'd like to just start out, because we have a different setup than what the Board of Adjustment is used to. We have a court reporter here taking minutes. She's been requested by Mr. Urbanian or his firm to take minutes of these proceedings. So that's what we have before us. I just want to start by briefly going through the items that were posted on the agenda center for the Board of Adjustment to consider. We had 10 emails submitted. Actually, I received another email today, so that's 11 emails from the general public. Either they use the facility or the building or the property, or they intend to, they have plans to use the property. We have an email posted from Alliant Energy, basically from the first submittal that was made from the first conditional use permit, talking about accommodations that could be made to the electric system to accommodate what was being proposed. The first conditional use permit submittal was for 8 guest rooms and an event venue, 4,400 square foot event venue to accommodate up to 300 people. The application submitted by the applicant and the property owner. There's an email from the West Story Fire Chief, City of Kelly, talking about the fact that they're capable of handling fire and medical coverage for the proposed bed and breakfast. Also communicating the support for the installation of a dry hydrant and pipe at the pond to be used to draw water in the event of a fire if they need to use that as a secondary source. A letter from the Polinskys, neighbor to the west of the subject property, in support of the bed and breakfast use with this application submittal. Letter from property owner, talking about the few times that the water has raised above the creek level and has covered the driveway on the property. applicant's written submittal with regard to the what's being requested with bed and breakfast, concept site development plans, the staff report, and then a letter from Xenia World Water, which again, that was submitted with the first submittal, talking about what is needed to make adjustments. We also received a letter from Mr. Urbanian on the 13th, Monday, which we provided copies to the Board of Adjustment. I'll just hit on some of the main points. Mr. Urbanian is here if he'd like to address it further. But generally, there's a comment made about the Polinskys, his client, have never objected to the bed and breakfast, but do object to event venue, campground, and RV trailer park. While his clients are supportive of the bed and breakfast, he says, we are concerned that submitting piecemeal applications for the same uses that are currently being litigated would violate the court's order for remand, would create a situation where the judge's ruling is ineffectual and would be duplicative and potentially impose an undue burden on the parties and the courts. Also in that same paragraph, last sentence, it says, likewise, it may be illegal to approve a second conditional use permit for the same use currently being adjudicated by the courts, even in the absence of an order for remand. I guess from our staff's perspective, standpoint, with regard to this letter, we would ask Mr. Iranian to provide legal authority to support the concerns that he's raising in his letter. And again, I want to remind the board that what's before you is an application that is substantially different than the application that was submitted previously. This is for 4 guest rooms compared to the first submittal, which was for 8 guest rooms. There is no event venue planned. Again, the first submittal had a 4,400 square foot separate event venue to accommodate up to 300 people, and this application does not include that. The county's ordinance, however, does permit events, activities that are scheduled as a part of a bed and breakfast use. And I'll go through what the applicant's plan is there. So again, this is CUP 03-19 Raspberry Hill Resort Bed and Breakfast. Applicant Bradley Perkins, 1641 T Avenue, Madrid. Property is located at 5500 240th Street in Ames. It's in Section 18 of Washington Township. Property owner is Wanda McKay. The districts that are in this location of the subject property include Xenia World Water, Alliant Energy, the West Story Kelly Fire Department, Mary Greeley Medical Center, and Story County Sheriff's Department. Nature of the request. Again, this is the second conditional use permit submittal application for bed and breakfast. As I mentioned, it's for 4 total guest rooms. The applicant is proposing to build a ADA compliant, a single ADA compliant guest room addition on the south side of the existing dwelling. The ordinance does permit events that are by appointment for reception, private parties, meetings. The applicant has indicated to staff that he intends to do events for anywhere from 10 to 15 people, groups of 10 to 15 people. The county does have a special events ordinance that covers situations where the activity would be for a period that would be longer than a 4-hour duration and would cover more than 250 event staff, participants, and spectators and participants. And the applicant would have the authority to submit that application. Those are reviewed by planning and development staff. We involve other county departments, other jurisdictions, fire, police. We communicate with cities, and ultimately those applications are reviewed and acted on by the county board of supervisors. So history, as I mentioned a couple times now, this is the second submittal for bed and breakfast. The first conditional use permit request was for 8 guest rooms. It included the 4,400 square foot event venue to accommodate up to 300 people. That was acted on by the Board of Adjustment February 21 of 2018. The conditional use permit was challenged by an adjacent property owner in court. And the judge ruled January 30 of 2019 that they could not tell from the CUP case records how the Board of Adjustment made their decision and that they didn't make it based on written findings of fact. Story County is currently appealing that decision that the judge made. Okay, now we're looking at the location. We're in, as I said, Washington Township. We're on the south side of Highway 30. We are about a quarter mile from the city of Ames. The zoning is A1 Agricultural District. The properties to the east are zoned AR, which is Agricultural Residential District. Subject property is about 74 acres. It's about 3/4 mile west of South Dakota Avenue, which South Dakota is a little closer view. This shows you the creek, Whirly Creek, which extends through the central portion, northeast, southwest orientation. The dwelling is right here. Accessory structure is right here. There is a pond on the north side of the creek. Much of the land use is either treed, heavily treed, south of the creek. There are trees on the north side of the creek, and where there aren't trees, it's established in long grasses or prairie grasses. There are single-family dwellings on large parcels in addition to some natural areas. The creek extends to the east and west of the subject property, and there are also large agricultural parcels. This is the floodplain. Again, the dwelling is on the south side. The accessory structure is on the south side of the floodplain. The proposed improvement, the ADA accessible guest bedroom, would not be in the floodplain. The buildings are outside the floodplain. This shows you parking locations. There's a pad on the east side of the existing dwelling that would accommodate around 7 or 8 spaces. There's a circular drive that would accommodate another 4 spaces. This is something that would need to be established in the site plan that would need to be submitted. This is part of the condition if this is approved. And then also for additional parking, potentially this drive, the entire drive, which is about 1,250 lineal feet from 240th Street, this driveway is also paved, and it could accommodate additional parking spaces anywhere from 12 to 24. It would likely need to be improved though on the south end so the vehicles could turn around and head out back to the north. Properties in the Ames Urban Fringe area is designated urban residential and natural areas. Urban residential areas are primed to be annexed by the city. In this case, the closest city is the city of Ames. And if it were a subdivision plat, they would adhere to the city of Ames development standards. The average net density for single family residential development is 3.75 units per acre, and it can increase from there. Surrounding land use, the dots represent single family dwellings. We've got 6 parcels with dwellings within a quarter mile. There's 5 dwellings that share a common property line, 4 dwellings within 1/4 mile of the proposed improvement. And then, as I mentioned, the property is also surrounded by agricultural land in addition to the large parcels on single family dwellings that have single family dwellings. Details, again, 4 guest bedrooms to accommodate up to 8 guests nightly, weekly, and monthly potentially. It includes a proposed 600 square foot addition to the existing dwelling, which would be on the south side of the dwelling. That dwelling was constructed in 1997. I mentioned the drive. It's about 1,250 lineal feet from 240th. Accessory structure is about a 36 by 60. Applicant plans to reside in the lower level of the dwelling. Again, there are ordinance. The county's ordinance permits receptions, meetings, parties by appointment. Applicant is anticipating anywhere from 10 to 15 people. The dining room can accommodate up to 20 people, and one, so the applicant is permitted to hire one employee. It's a ratio of 1 to 15. Breakfast will be served by guests of the bed and breakfast. This shows you the overall property. Again, we're looking at this area. This shows you the parking area and then the improvement to the southwest. Parking areas outlined again to the east, and then the circular area to the north, circular drive. Details of the addition, again, that's about a 600 square foot addition for ADA compliance. It would have a ADA compliant parking spot, the route, sidewalk, and then that would be all paved to the building. Our ordinance requires that 20% of proposed improvements, impervious improvements, contain a new landscaped area. And so with 870 square foot approximately, square foot of impervious surface planned, that would require about 180 square foot of landscaped area, and that's what they're showing west of the proposed ADA compliant bedroom. These are the site photos. We did take site photos prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. It was raining that day. We opted to show you the photos that we took from the first CUP submittal. So this is from the entrance off of 240th Street. We're looking to the south. This is a drive going in. It's a paved road or paved driveway. Looking west along 240th Street. Looking north towards US Highway 30. Looking east along 240th Street. Looking south toward the existing dwelling. Looking southeast at the existing dwelling. This is the creek that extends through the property. This is on the south side of the house. This is where that addition would go for the ADA compliant room, guest room. Looking southwest toward the accessory structure. This is the parking area on the east side of the dwelling. And this is the south side of the house, again, where there isn't a treed area, woods. There's natural grasses, prairie. Looking southwest, looking north towards the dwelling from the south end of the subject property. This is looking toward the dwelling at the south end, the dwelling to the west of the subject property. Looking south at the agricultural property, looking east from the south end of the subject property. Looking southwest from the site of proposed improvements toward the adjacent property. Now we're into standards of approval. The Board of Adjustment is required to consider all these standards of approval with regard to the decision that is made. The first thing is the compatibility of the proposed use on the site and its relationship to the adjacent land uses. All proposed development will be located on the south side of the creek, as we've mentioned. The bed and breakfast will occupy the existing dwelling, and the proposed 600 square foot ADA compliant guest room addition will be on that south side of the dwelling. Property is zoned A1. AR is to the east of the subject property. Other than that, it's surrounded by A1 agricultural district. It permits agricultural, single family dwellings, cemeteries, horse stables, parks, forest reserves. The current land use, though, predominantly is single family dwelling, agriculture, and natural area. The use of the dwelling as a bed and breakfast is fitting with the adjacent uses. The dwelling is located on a 74-acre parcel. The request has been reduced again from the 8 guest rooms to 4. And they have eliminated with this request the events venue, which was to be a separate building to accommodate up to 300 people. It is in the Ames River Fringe in the urban residential district, which does allow for annexation. If this were to be annexed and zoned under the city's current zoning standard, it would likely fall as a fall under a not, as a non-conforming use because their ordinance permits up to 2 guest bedrooms. They are, however, going through a review process to amend their ordinance. They're looking at a special events process similar to a conditional use or a special use process that would require a board of adjustment action and with a maximum of up to 5 guest units. But again, that's currently being reviewed by the City of Ames. Transition is another item that you were to look at. There are many trees, large natural areas of the property that may act as a partial buffer of the proposed use. All development will be located on the south side of the creek. It's approximately a quarter mile south of 240th Street. We do have a landscaping requirement. Again, 20% of the impervious surface that's proposed needs to be created for an additional landscape area. The applicant's showing that 180 square feet area on the west side of the proposed ADA compliant guest room. You are to look at traffic. The Iowa DOT from 2015, this is the latest record, shows average annual daily traffic on 240th Street to be about 60 vehicles. And at 50% capacity of the bed and breakfast, the applicant estimates approximately 8 additional trips along this stretch of the road, which is approximately about a 13% increase. This will likely be a minimal impact to the road. If you look at just the events that are to be scheduled with 10 to 15 people, depending on the number of cars between 5 and 7, it could be a 15 to 22% increase. Comparing that to what was submitted with the event venue, which would have potentially increased to 150 trips, or a 250% increase, it's substantially less than what was initially submitted. Parking and loading, our ordinance permits up to 6 spaces based on what's being submitted with the 4 guest rooms plus 2. They are proposing to add the 1 ADA compliant space. We went through where the parking's proposed. We are suggesting an amendment or a condition that they show this parking and that it be marked on the site, that be a part of the condition or the board's action. Signs and lighting, they will be providing an ADA compliant parking space. They do have a existing sign for their business. It did not require a permit. It's under the 4 foot height, less than 6 square foot. It's not illuminated. There's no outdoor lighting plan at this time. This is something that will be considered, but the applicant has indicated that he will meet the county's requirements and submit any proposed lighting plans. Environmental protection, no proposed site improvements are within the floodplain. We went through the 20% impervious surface landscape requirement a few times. The applicant's engineer will be required to submit a site plan showing conformance and compliance with the Iowa Stormwater Management Manual and the SUDIS reference for erosion control. And then the applicant will need to continue to monitor the water that may cross the drive where the creek is located. Analysis, if the board concludes that all the above development criteria will be met, it must recommend approval of the application unless it concludes that if completed as proposed, there's a strong probability the development will not adequately safeguard the health, safety, and general welfare of persons residing or working and enjoying your surrounding property. The applicant again reduced their plans from 8 to 4 guest rooms. Dwelling is a significant distance from the road. It's more centrally located on a 74-acre parcel. You are to look at the impact on light and air. We don't believe that there will be an impact anticipated. You are to look at whether or not there will be an unduly increased congestion in the roads, hazards from fire, flood, or similar dangers. Again, there will be no events venue with this application. With events for 10 to 15 people and 4 guest rooms, 8 people, may provide a slight to moderate increase in traffic. The applicant has agreed to the conditions to do dust control If traffic counts exceed 150, there's also a condition that the planning staff can request an engineer to do a study. So the applicant has also agreed to install the dry hydrant and pipe at the pond in case it's needed by the fire department in the event of a fire. The assessor's office did not raise any concerns about the impact on property values. You are to look at the impact on the intent, purpose, and spirit of the land development regulations and C2C plan. Again, this is something that can be permitted in an A1 district with a conditional use permitted if approved by the Board of Adjustment. The land use planning document is the Ames River Fringe Plan. We provided information to Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Adjustment with regard to the Ames Planning and Housing staff's response. They stated that they had no comment on the bed and breakfast if there's no event venue planned, provided it's with limited events as an ancillary use to bed and breakfast only and not treated as a separate principal permitted use. This is also from our ordinance, the burden of persuasion as to whether or not the development, if completed as proposed, will comply with the requirements of this chapter is at all times on the applicant. The second thing it says is the burden of presenting evidence to the Board of Adjustment sufficient enough for it to conclude that the application does not comply with the requirements of this chapter is upon the person or persons recommending such a conclusion, unless the information presented by the applicant warrants such a conclusion. Comments from the interagency review team. The first set of comments are from planning and development staff. Some of these things are geared toward the event venue that was initially planned. The staff report was prepared prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The applicant, after the application was submitted, decided to pull the event venue from the application, so that's not a part of this. But I'd be happy to go through these comments if you have questions about them. We also had comments from Environmental Health, Engineering, Secondary Roads, wanted to make sure that we had dust control measures in place. Environmental Health provided some details on an additional slide that I'll show you with regard to the existing system, some improvements that need to be made, which the applicant has indicated that they are willing to accommodate. Additional comments, there was quite a few reviews and responses provided by the applicant. We had questions about whether or not the ADA compliant bedroom would be freestanding or attached. We asked about additional uses with regard to the property. We asked about transportation. It came up at the previous CUP submittal that they may be working with a third party to do busing, and some information was provided about a company in the city of Ames that provides that service, and they've indicated that they'll refer clients that have larger activities, events planned to that business. We had questions about parking. Again, a lot of that changed because the event venue has been pulled from this request. Information about drainage, erosion control, responses about lighting, that they'll meet those requirements. Again, this is the information from the Environmental Health Department about improvements that need to be made to the existing septic system. Again, comments from Engineering Secondary Roads, wanted to make sure that we had dust control measures in place. It's not in the floodplain. Additional comments about outdoor activities, responses about the impervious surface. There's a little garden shed on the southeast area of the dwelling that's used for storage of tools. Question about the existing sign. Information from the fire chief, city of Kelly. information about the fire suppression measures, provided this diagram. This, and I think the applicant has a copy of that too. This just shows you the hydrant, dry hydrant standpipe, and the ability to draw on that, the fire department to draw on that to, for additional water if they need it in the event of a fire. Communication, we did provide information about the conditional use permit to the City of Ames, City of Gilbert, April 18. I provided information about Ames's planning and housing staff response. We did not receive a response from the City of Gilbert staff. I mentioned the information from Xenia Rural Water and Alliant Energy. The information was provided to the Kelly Fire Chief and Mary Greeley Medical Center, April 22. We provided information about that. We didn't get a response from Mary Greeley this time around. The first time we did. Comments were received from the general public. As I mentioned, we received 11 emails. Folks, individuals who use the facility, the building, the property, and others that have plans to do that. Public notification letters were sent to property owners within a quarter mile, April 22nd. We did receive a letter from the adjacent property owner in support of bed and breakfast. Also received a letter from Mr. Urbanian. I mentioned that before we started. May 1st, 2019, Planning and Zoning Commission, just a recap. Persons that spoke in support, they're all in support. These are people that either had plans to use it or use the property. And then again, additional questions with responses, I'd be happy to go through them if you have questions about them. Points to consider: the land development regulations are intended and designed to meet specific objectives referencing 335.5 Code of Iowa, which identify the following: encourage efficient urban development patterns, secure safety from flood, fire, panic, or other dangers, protect health and the general welfare, facilitate the adequate provisions of transportation, water, wastewater, schools, parks, and other requirements. The objective of the conditional use permit process is to encourage compatibility of proposed development within the environment or with existing and future land uses in the area. Again, location of the dwelling, a proposed 600 square foot ADA accessible guest room is within the central area of a 74 acre parcel, which will provide assistance in buffering from adjacent land uses. Activities planned for inside the dwelling will likely be less disruptive to the adjacent property owners than outdoor activities that might involve amplified music or sound. Limiting these types of outdoor activities and or finding ways to buffer noise will go far to achieve harmony in the neighborhood. At 50% capacity, the proposed bed and breakfast is anticipated to increase the average annual daily traffic on 240th Street by about 13%. If annexed again by the city, this use would likely be considered a non-conforming use. We talked about Ames River Fringe Plan designation. The predominant proposed use is single-family residential development. So that brings us to the recommendation. Consistent with the past Board of Adjustment action, with the addition of number 4 below, which is a condition, Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval with a vote of 5-0 of the conditional use permit for bed and breakfast and events by appointment with conditions. It's alternative number 2, and I'll go through it. As recommended by planning and development staff, based on the information provided in the staff report, material provided by the applicant in the submittal, responses to questions and comments, and input from the general public from the May 1st, 2019 meeting as put forth in CUP 03-19. So the conditions are: 1, all parking stall areas shall be clearly marked in order to meet Story County Land Development Regulations Section 88.08, that all parking spaces and circulation routes are well defined and clearly marked. 2, the applicant shall provide dust control on 240th Street adjacent to the existing future dwellings if daily
traffic counts to and from the subject property exceed 150 vehicles per day. At any time, the Planning and Development Department may request the applicant to hire an engineer to study the traffic counts on 240th Street to and from the subject property. Three, the site plan meeting all requirements of the Story County Land Development Regulations shall be submitted for action by the Story County Board of Supervisors prior to the issuance of any zoning permit. And four is the applicant shall install a dry hydrant and pipe extending to the pond to draw water in the event of a fire. And that leads us to the alternatives. You have four alternatives in front of you. The first one is to approve the conditional use permittal 03-19 as submitted by the applicant. The second one is to approve the CUP 03-19 with conditions that I just went through. Three is to deny the conditional use permit 03-19. And the fourth item is to remand the item back to the applicant for further review and modifications, directing staff to place this item on the June 19th, 2019 Board of Adjustment agenda. And with that, I'd be happy to answer questions.
Questions, board? I have a question for the applicant. Mr. Perkins? One of the things that, go ahead and state your name, sorry.
My name is Brad Perkins. I currently reside at 1641 T Avenue, Madrid.
Okay. One question that I've got looking at it. There are right now basically three lawsuits hanging out there. Two of them surround the venue and surround the other ones that we've approved. If this is approved, what is your position going to be? Are you going to let those lay out there until they're see what the court determines? Are you going to pull those back?
Well, our intent on this is that we are going to let the courts run their due course. The reason we're making this particular application is that we've been operating, and we've been told by our attorneys and sort of county attorney that, you know, the permit for a bed and breakfast has been issued, is currently in review, is being appealed, the decision. I need to operate and be able to make reservations with some surety that, you know, if someone makes a reservation, whether it's a year from now or a month from now, that I'm still going to be able to operate in that capacity. So while the courts are deciding these other things, I've applied for this permit that basically lets me keep doing what I'm doing and yet still be able to talk to my customers that, you know, if you wanted to reserve a couple of rooms for a football game in October, if this is approved, no matter how long those others take, I'll still be able to reserve a room for them come October. And I've gotten various estimates on how long such a case could take, and the attorney that's working on this for the county said, I'm paraphrasing, you know, we feel confident about our position, but this could take, if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court of Iowa, this could take 3 years. You know, I need to be able to tell customers I'm gonna survive in the meantime, operating a bed and breakfast with the existing facility. I need to be able to assure people that if they make a reservation or if they're wanting to do a family reunion for Thanksgiving, that I'm gonna be open Thanksgiving. So the purpose of this is not to give up any rights or quit on those others. I still fully intend to use them, I'm hoping, someday. But I don't know how long that legal process is gonna take. So this way, when people ask, and they do, you know, they ask, all right, so what's the outlook? If I have this one, I can say, all right, we're gonna be at bed and breakfast today and tomorrow, and, you know, for the duration of this particular permit. Right? And that's what I'm after here. It's not to replace anything. It's not to relinquish anything. I am not an attorney, and I don't know how long the process is going to take. But if I did this part, what I've been told, once again, by the attorney working for Sword County, is that You can have multiple CUPs on one property. This doesn't conflict with anything else I'm doing. It's basically the same thing, just smaller. And if we can come to an agreement on that, then I can stay in business and tell my customers with some certainty that I'm going to be in business. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Do you have any further
yes.
backup to that?
Yep. Questions, board?
So is there any concern about the water issues with the road, or that's just a temporary?
This last year, do you remember the morning where we had like 10 inches of rain in 6 hours? Okay, it did go over the road there. However, it also went over 240th Street, went over the avenue to the west. There was a lot of roads underwater. It receded in, it went over that morning, it was down by noon. You know, so are there concerns? It's a legitimate concern. Is it one that needs fixed? Well, I guess if the county raises every road around us, then I suppose we'll look at raising that one too. But it's consistent with the roads around us, I guess that would be my response.
So how many people can you house now, and how many will you be able to with this?
Okay, right now we have 3 shops. So I only do 3 families at once. And 3 visitors. All right, I should say 3. If that's a single, if it's a pair, it's a parent with a child, you know, whatever it is. We only do 3 different guest bedrooms at once because of that. And then we like to add an ADA compliant one, so that would give us the ability to have 4 different unrelated sets of people in the house at once.
Yeah, that's appropriate. I kind of jumped ahead there because, you know, really that was my main question on looking at this.
It is why am I here?
Well, no, it's not why you're here. It's just we've got 2 of these backed up, and I'm sitting there wondering, you know, and then I was hearing, I read this, mm-hmm. and at that time the venue was still in there, so I was trying to figure out how it changed.
Well, we scaled the scope down. You know, our position is the same. I mean, we want all of it, but we'll just let that previous CUP run its course, and then this will at least guarantee without fight that I'll still be out there.
Okay.
So a lot of this Jerry already went over, but I have some other pictures. Here's some pictures of the house, the dining or the living room set up for Christmas party, you know, the dining room, one of the rooms. Continue. All right. Just to answer your question, 3 existing bedrooms for rent, 1 future ADA compliant one, probably be about 600-ish square foot of an addition. Next slide. What else? You know, the other things that are allowed by Chapter 90. Receptions, private parties, meetings, similar events by appointment. We're not a restaurant. We don't intend to be a restaurant. Next slide, please. Here's a location. Jerry already pointed this out. Next slide, please. This is how close we are to, if you remember our reference to at the point when we do start doing larger events, we're within a mile of 2 different hotels. This is, the blue would be the route that CIT transportation would take back and forth. Round trip, it is just under 2 miles. It's less than miles the crow flies, so that they can do bus transportation. Next slide, please. Hopefully you get some of the parking issues. The subject property, there you are, right there. Next slide, please. I believe I zoom in a little bit. There it is. There's the subject property. You'll notice quite a few, you know, large portion of the property is in trees, good buffers all around. Next slide, please. Keep going. This is same, just zoomed in. Here's a 1 bedroom addition there to the south side. Next slide, please. There's kind of a close up view and 3D. The addition would be. Oh, sorry. Right There we go. Right there, right off the dining room. The current hallways and doors are not, to the bedrooms, are not ADA compliant, so that's why it'll be easier just to build one on than it will be to do a wholesale destruction on one of those rooms. Next slide, please. Right? Jerry already showed you this, the floodplain, we're well out of that. Next slide, please. I'm sure you know this one very well, so next slide, please. Right, there's letters from the utilities. For this, we're not really increasing the demand on the utilities. And even when we do for the event center, we'll be able to accommodate that with the existing supply. Next slide, please. This is the dry hydrant. I've been speaking with West Story fire chief. He's going to, basically, this is one idea that I looked up off of, I'll be honest, Google Earth when he mentioned it to me. He has some, whatever he asks for, that's what we're going to do. We're going to work closely with him and get him the, I don't know if it'll be exactly like this, but that's my vision of it. But whatever he asks for, we'll get done. Next slide, please.
How deep is your pond?
Oh, you're saying at that end?
Yeah.
So 8 or 9 feet up, down below frost. Now, since Mr. Vanian sent that letter asking about the legality, there was something that I didn't know last year when we were here originally, and this is after we received our CUP and after the neighbor filed suit against that CUP, my wife was looking online. This is dated May 20th, it was shortly after all that. What we didn't realize is that the neighbor, and I do wish I would have known that, I apologize for not knowing it and presenting it to the board, but our neighbor, the one that is suing, was running a vacation rental out of his house. And if you read some of the wording in here, things like enjoy our, as they were opposed to our CUP based on threat of fire and extra traffic, they were encouraging guests to enjoy the fire pit, enjoy being a half mile from any neighbors, yet close to Ames. This home is ideal for large corporate events, reunions, and wedding receptions, as it has hosted over 150 guests in the past. If you read down further, it says gather around the backyard fire pit. You'll find it difficult to leave this home, which lends itself perfectly for large gatherings. But the university downtown Ames is just miles away.
Mr. Perkins?
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
We're focusing on yours primarily.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, if there's anything that's out of line in this one, we'll leave that up to the staff to address.
Well,
so let's just
staff actually did send a letter to the Polinskis telling them that they needed to go through the formal CUP process.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
my point is that what this means, I will let all of you. I didn't know this a year ago, and I do wish I would. So I'm making it part of the record today. These are pictures from their commercial they had on YouTube showing their home in the proximity. Okay. All right. So anyway, do you have any more questions for me?
Questions, board? Okay. Any comments, staff?
I don't have any other comments other than,
okay,
unless you have questions for me.
Comments from the public? Yes.
This is a public hearing, so.
Yes.
I have to go pick up my 3-year-old, so. Christine Hausner, AJUSNR, 3505 245th Street. I can just say that I'm very involved with our rural community out there, and I have not met one person who is opposed to anything they've decided to do. This is a good family. They are the perfect people to own a property like this because they are going to respect the environment. They're trying to use it in a positive way that it's going to get people outside, get people doing things, enjoying nature. And I fully support them and say for one, I have not heard of anyone that is not supportive of their vision. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Other comments?
Jim Christensen, 2985 South Dakota Avenue, Green, Iowa. I just did what Christine says. We're all very involved in that area and excited about what they're doing there. And I agree, they'd be excellent for the environment, which is environmentally sensitive area. So, but I have a property that is east, which borders so maybe a little over 1,000 feet along that. And so we're very pleased with what they're doing there.
Thank you. Other comments?
I'm John Moore. I own the property just to the north of that, 318 240th. I also have a property line that's a little under 1,000 feet that's shared with them. I think my house is probably the closest in proximity to theirs. And again, just to echo what everyone else has said, I completely support having them out there. They've been great neighbors so far with everything that's gone on there. The events that have been there have had absolutely no impact or effect on us as neighboring properties, besides seeing a few cars go down the road. And no noise problems or vandalism or anything like that. So again, fully in support of their efforts.
Thank you. Other comments? Hearing none, we'll close the meeting and debate. Board? I will say the one that I was concerned about, like I said, were the lawsuits that we've already had backed up on us, and we're still waiting for some sort of a resolution. But I do understand Mr. Perkins' predicament. There is a letter in support from the neighbors for the venue, or for the bed and breakfast. The venue has been removed. Be honest, I'd feel better if the other two lawsuits were settled before we moved ahead on a third one, or at least a third CUP. But I also understand his position as a businessman.
Yeah, I'd echo all those comments. I think what we've seen today is, at least what I've seen, is that most of the concerns, all of the concerns are covered, and there's nothing that is requiring us to deny this. So I'd move that we approve a alternative 2 for CUP 0319 and approve it with the conditions presented.
Number 2?
Yes.
I would second that.
We have a motion from Neubauer, a second from Brecky. Roll call vote, please.
Neubauer.
Aye.
Brecky.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye. There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, staff. Anything else we need to bring
just
before us?
Just a few items. We have a planning intern hired, and
good.
He will be starting next Monday, and we're very thankful because this is a busy time for us. We did interviews for our new planner, Emily. I think I announced that Emily was leaving. She had been here about 3 years, took a position with Germantown in Wisconsin. So we had interviews and hired somebody. I can't tell you that person's name yet because we're still doing the background checks. But it'll be good to have somebody on board soon. With regard to cases that'll be before the Board of Adjustment, we're likely going to have Met Tower, meteorological tower, to address wind, to capture wind speeds. At the same time that we have a request to
to do some change out on some of the existing wind energy conversion systems that are in the county.
Who's putting up the tower?
Well, they're existing towers, okay. And it's a project that will involve changing out blades and the equipment. And so there will be about 100 of those, and so that will have to be planned with the county engineering office with regards to the route and where the storage location will be. But that will be a part of the conditional use permit submittal process. So that's the only thing that I'm pretty certain that we're going to have for sure, but that we've got other things that we could have potentially. So
our next meeting is scheduled June.
It is, Stephanie, do you have your calendar? I thought I wrote it down. It's the third Wednesday. The fifth is the
12th.
Okay.
Oh, okay. June 12th. All right. I was going to be gone the 16th. That's the only reason I asked.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Anything else? Board? I move we adjourn then.
Seconded.
Third.